This is Wayne Thayer. I work for GoDaddy, and I'm here representing the CA Security Council in a HelpNet Security podcast. And today I'm going to talk about some innovations in SSL. These are new technologies, three of them that I'd like to compare and explain to you today. The first is certificate transparency. The second is certificate authority authorization. And the third is certificate pinning. These three technologies are all in place to serve a common goal, which is to increase the robustness of the existing SSL ecosystem. As we know, there have been a few high-profile attacks on SSL in recent years, and each of these technologies takes a different approach to just increase the level of robustness of the SSL environment. Certificate transparency does this by creating a public log of every certificate that's issued from a public CA. That log can then be used to monitor for certificates that are misissued, that might be used for rogue purposes. And that log is implemented in a way that makes it very difficult to manipulate or to issue a certificate without it being logged. So everything in CT is auditable and visible to the public. A second approach, certificate authority authorization, is a much simpler approach, and it simply allows a company that owns a domain name to express a preference for a particular certificate authority in DNS so that other certificate authorities know not to issue a certificate to that CA. This becomes very important when you think about the large number of CAs that exist in the world today, and the fact that every one of those CAs has the ability to issue a certificate for any domain in the world. Third technology is called certificate pinning. And in this approach, when a browser first sees a certificate, it remembers that that certificate was presented for the website, and the next time that that browser visits that website, it makes sure that the same certificate is presented based on some policies that are downloaded as part of the connection to the website. So let's compare these technologies quickly. First off, none of these technologies can really prevent a rogue certificate from being issued. CAA does to some extent, but it relies on proper behavior of every CA in the world, which is difficult to ensure. However, both certificate transparency and pinning are very likely to detect a rogue certificate that's issued. CT, by the fact that it makes all of these certificates public, and pinning, we know, has detected a number of significant misissued certificates from Google and a few other big name companies, because Google has implemented pinning in Chrome, and we know that it's in practice has succeeded in detecting these problems. So those two technologies work very well in terms of detecting these certificates. Each of these technologies has some different characteristics. Now, the only one of these technologies that can really stop a user of the certificate from being harmed is pinning. And pinning does this by what we call hard failing. So if the certificate that a browser sees is not the one it expects from a previous visit, pinning will actually block that SSL connection. Now, the downside to pinning is that that only works after the browser has connected to the site the first time. So there's a first use issue there. In terms of how these technologies are implemented, they're all implemented in a way that they don't slow down the connection, the SSL connection, which is an important characteristic as everyone wants their websites to load very quickly and all the browsers are very concerned about performance. In terms of privacy, certificate transparency raises some significant concerns with privacy simply because it requires every certificate that's issued to be logged. Even certificates for private internal company names would have to be logged if they were issued from a publicly trusted root certificate authority. The privacy issues are there, but there are also some mechanisms built into certificate transparency that allow those names to be masked. Pinning also has the potential to allow visitors to websites to be tracked, so there is at least a theoretical privacy issue there. Now, in terms of implementing these technologies, certificate transparency is extremely complex. It requires changes on the browsers, changes to the CAs, it requires monitoring, it requires a function known as auditing that makes sure that the logs aren't tampered with. So it has a very high cost both on CAs and on browsers. CAA, on the other hand, is a technology that is very easy to implement and has moderate costs on everyone involved. And finally, pinning is an interesting technology because it's fairly easy for CAs to implement. It's moderately difficult for browsers to implement, but people that are actually running the websites must be very careful about how they configure the pinning, or they risk doing what's called bricking their website, which means that they serve a bad pin to browsers, and that pin has a lifetime, and the lifetime of that pin, once it's been served to a browser, means the browser won't be able to connect to the website. So pinning can be a very risky system. Even though it provides some really great benefits, it requires the site owner to be very careful when they're implementing that technology. So all in all, I'd like to just summarize this by saying that these are all great technologies and they're complementary. They all add to the overall strength and robustness of the certificate ecosystem, and each has its pros and cons. And I'm looking forward to the day when they're all implemented.